The most holy body and blood of Christ we celebrate today. Last March, before the kids kind of, you know, go through the sacrament of the first communion, or go through the first, their first sacrament to receive the communion, they are invited for an interview with the priest. So Father Brendan and I divided the kids. Most interestingly, it's so amazing to hear what these kids think about of what communion is. The first question I ask is, what is First Communion? And some kids just say, oh, that's the first time we receive the body and blood of Christ. That's true. And what is the body and blood of Christ for you? That's a high kind of like question. And they all say, it is the sacrifice that Jesus made for all of us. That he offered his body for us. And I was just like, wow. But what amazed me is one kid who said, so I asked, what is First Communion? He said, it is my first communion with Christ. It's me being with Christ. It's me who is, you know, receiving Christ himself as my Savior and my God. I was just like, what age are you now? I mean, where did you find that answer? Because they don't know what the questions the priest will ask them. And I was just like, wow. My brothers and sisters, this kid's thought about First Communion was right. Yes, it's all about the bread and wine becoming the body and blood of Christ. It's real, his real presence in it. Although, some of the kids will say, but I don't drink wine. I told them, it's not wine anymore. But it tastes wine. How did you know? So I said, it's yes, what we call the accident is still there. But the form, it's no longer wine. It will taste like wine. It will taste like bread. But it's no longer bread and it's no longer wine. And so this is the essence of the body and blood of Christ, my dear friends. It's at that table. Christ draw us to himself, offering again and again and again to remember what he did for all of us. For he said, he blessed the bread. God the Father sent his only Son, the Blessed One, for all of us. And now he came down from heaven. What's next? Broken. He saw our broken heart. He saw our pain. He saw our suffering. He saw what sin did to us. And he was broken. He suffered and he died for you and me. And the last thing that he did is he shared. And now at this table where all things are done this table now, we share the body and blood of Christ. We share His divinity. That He humbled Himself to share in our humanity. My brothers and sisters, this celebration of the most holy body and blood of Christ, it's not only because of the miracle happening every day at this table within the Mass, but it's also all about sharing His body and life, sharing His life to you and me, sharing at this table for us to be reunited once more. Before we all were scattered, now at this table again, Jesus is inviting all of us and share the one meal that will save each and every one's souls in this church. And this is the message of Christ. Remember, He didn't send the 5,000 away like what the disciple told Him to do so. But what He did was He said, feed them. And my brothers and sisters, right now, I'm asking you to feed our brothers and sisters also with the love of God that we receive here at this church, at this time, at this Mass. We need to give them the message of love of God. That it all in the things that we should do it together. And doing it together, unified, nothing could harm us. Nothing could harm us. May the body and blood of Christ Jesus, His real presence, all give us the strength, the guidance, and the directions in our lives today. And may He nurture us with His goodness, with His love, for us also to love one another.